Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Dating or in a brand new relationship, what could end it quick, fast, and in a hurry? Do you have dating deal breakers? Do men and women see dating deal breakers differently? We have a great panel discussion as we explore this tantalizing topic. My guests are comedian Nikki Moore, licensed marriage and family therapist Tariqa Mari Walton, and media maven Micheline Bowman. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday, Harold.
Yes, it may not be after this conversation. Okay, so, you know, Micheline, you're first. What is going on?
Did you hear that?
We heard that.
Dating deal breaker. Yes. Keep still.
That was one right there, right?
Yeah, that
was one?
Yeah, just please keep still. You know, I tell you, Nikki, still. I can't do anything with you.
Come on.
But yeah. I love Harold.
Yeah, you have no choice. okay, Micheline.
Oh, God.
You're first, you know, because, you know, everybody watches you on social media and you have some changes to your social media page, which I must admit, I'm rather surprised.
Me too, Harold.
I am surprised. Yeah, because you were such a private person. You know, and the real talk, you know, the thing that people probably know most about you other than your professional work is how close you were to your mother when you lost your mom.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that was quite some time ago. But now you got this dude. On your page, and I don't care who he is.
Got a boo.
I really don't care, but you know, for you, now that you've got this person, you've gone really public with him.
Really public.
He didn't have any deal breakers.
He did not.
So what's your deal breaker?
Okay, well. Okay. Look at everybody looking at me.
Looking at you, looking at us. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, of course, everyone has deal breakers. And mine, I'm sure, are no different than most people. You know?
I doubt that.
Yeah.
Because it's a sophisticated girl.
They're a little bit different.
Yeah. A little different. Well, for me, a smoker, I cannot.
Okay, I
that's like number one deal breaker. Bad oral hygiene. That's because I like to kiss. So if you are a smoker and you have bad oral hygiene, your lips cannot go any place on my body.
Okay. Any place.
Any place.
Can we say that one more time?
Say one more again. Mm-hmm.
Any place.
Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, too. But again, I tell people all the time, you know, I date heart. I don't date height. So people have all these different sayings about who they date and who they don't date. And I'm just happy to say that he literally, and we have communicated from here to the cows come home, we have not found any deal breakers. And we made a conscious decision that if we do find something, we're going to break that deal and make it work.
Wait, is he heart and not height?
No, he's taller than me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because
that's very,
for those of you don't know.
I'm not tall.
You are, really?
I'm the shortest in my family.
From a tall family. So, Tariq, I have to ask you, because in a smoking, okay, bad oral hygiene, I get it, but how would you define a deal breaker?
So deal breaker, the way that people typically look at it is, what are those things that I cannot put up with at all? What are you showing me that's saying, okay, this is going to drive me crazy, and there's no way that we can move any further? And so when people look at deal breakers, it's what's going to break this relationship from jump.
Should you, when you start dating, should you look for them, or should you tell the person
I don't know.
I need to know.
I believe in being observant. Just sit back and watch. People will show you their truth at some point anyway. So why do you have to announce to them what it is? Because what happens then? People start acting like they don't have them.
They present their representative.
Yeah. Oh, 100% representative just comes jumping out. So no, don't say a word. Sit back and watch what they present.
Mm-hmm. Nikki, your deal breaker. I should say plural. Deal breakers.
poor. Let's start there. He cannot be poor.
Poor meaning what?
Poor meaning poor. Poor mentality, poor money, poor, just poor. I can't do poor.
Pour something into you, Nikki?
Well, pouring.
if he pours something into her or has the ability to do that, then he is rich in other regards.
Hello? That's what I'm thinking. Yes. So poor is self-explanatory. He cannot be poor. And the oral hygiene?
Mm-hmm. Are you with me on that one?
Paramount.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing, though. One would assume, and maybe I'm wrong here, that there are some things that may be obvious. People don't smoke as much as they used to. No. Obviously, there are those who do. You know, oral hygiene. Hygiene, period.
My last boyfriend has such poor hygiene that I quit him because his breath stank so bad. 4 out of 5 flies prefer to breath over poop.
But okay, but how did you?
And I'm
get
only
to
saying poop.
Point.
I was about to say that.
You know what I really want to say?
I know.
Don't
okay.
Say
that.
Yeah, but okay.
How
so,
did you get
but
to that
yeah, how
point?
Did you get past that in the beginning?
I didn't. What I told him is, I can't kiss you because your breath stinks.
You were honest,
and your breath, like, it's offensive. It's offensive.
It's disrespectful.
To me. It's disrespectful. It's like, you know your breath stinks. I already told you your breath stinks. You are that guy who is in the room and everybody at the office is saying, stinky breath so-and-so.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Got a nickname.
You know what I mean.
I'm with you.
202-319-7810.
Like, I don't even want you talking.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dating deal breakers. What is it that just will end it for you? Things that you can't stand that just aren't going to work, men or women. I'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. So, Tariq, do you have a dating deal breaker?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think, again, I'm a very observant person. So I watch the way you treat other people. So my deal breaker, if you're not a compassionate person or if you're a rude person, it's over from jump.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about the way you treat people, because then I see how you're going to end up treating me.
When you are counseling clients, particularly those that are dealing with marital struggles, what do you believe is the most common deal breaker
for married people?
Yeah, for the ones that you've counseled.
Because the thing about it is, if they're married, I think they already got past the deal breakers. I think people have already adjusted to whatever the situation is. But the ones who come in who aren't married, oftentimes you see a lot of very, I don't want to say shallow things, but things that may not be as significant until you really get to know the person. So the one thing I hear from people a lot is, well, I don't want to date anybody who has kids because I don't have kids yet. I want to start my family with this person. And is that really a deal breaker?
No.
Exactly. Wait till you get to know the person, and there may be something significant about them that you can really grow to love. Or you may even be able to grow to love the kids. So it's things like that. Things that people think that will interfere with what they want, as opposed to what they can have together with somebody else.
Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Oh, I love this. Chevalier calling from Bowie.
Say it again, Harold.
That's Chevalier.
I feel like I think I know.
Jacques Chevalier.
Jacques
Chevalier.
What's up, Chevalier? Jacques? I know Jacques.
Okay.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Michelle. I just want to say very quickly, I've been with my wife for 40 years. The only deal breaker for me is you have to work, and you definitely have to make me scream in the bedroom because I am a Frenchman.
Okay. You are a what?
A Frenchman.
So you said, okay, let me make sure I have this correct. You said she has to work?
Yes, and she's always worked the whole time we've been together. You
have okay.
A job.
Yeah.
Right. So if you don't have a job, that's a deal breaker for me.
Oh, and okay.
Because I'm French, you have to make me scream.
Okay, you know what? See, I misunderstood. I thought he said she has to work and work in the bedroom.
That's what I heard, too.
Which is really the same thing.
Yeah, right. French.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that makes sense.
Well, hang up on job.
Right. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Larry calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling, Larry. What's on your mind? Larry,
hey,
are you there?
Doing
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah, I have two things, really. teeth. I think that the smile, the teeth are like the windows to the soul. So if it's crooked teeth, yellow teeth, brown teeth, that's just a deal killer right there.
Maybe they should also have them.
You want them to have them.
That's important.
Yes.
Hallelujah, no holla back.
I'm sorry, Larry. Go right ahead.
No, it's all good. And the next one is just negativity. You know, yes. I'm a very positive person. I believe in God, and I believe everything works out. But if somebody's always talking about negative this and this is
woe
that,
is me.
Then that just carries over. That energy is just no good.
Okay. Yeah, Larry, thank you so much. Gosh, we had a lot of calls. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about dating deal breakers or even deal breakers that may be discovered during the course of a new relationship. So if you have a comment or a question about your dating deal breaker, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Ms. Jones, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. Yeah, I just had a quick comment. You know, I recently met a gentleman that was sort of my dream guy. He was tall. He's just everything that I wanted. Had a good career and everything. So on our first date, I was very excited, and so we got to the restaurant, and he ordered 4 cups of hard liquor, like back to back to back to back.
Wow.
He's getting saucy.
He might have been a little nervous.
Core liquor, what they call him.
By the end of the date, he was drunk, and so it was a huge turnoff.
It is.
And, you know, that was just a deal breaker for me. I don't think I can deal with a guy that drinks hard liquor like that and then gets drunk.
Yeah, excessive drinking. Yeah, certainly understand that, particularly if he's driving and that, you know, and that's, and with you in the car.
Right.
Liquid courage can be a deal breaker.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Ms. Jones. Before I go to Tamika, here's one, too. And because I've heard, you know, from this group already. I mean, to me, these things are really kind of basic. Mm-hmm. I mean, what about unusual?
Like what, Harold? What would be unusual to you?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, like I said, you expect, okay, this is why I say unusual. Because you expect that you are friends with soap and water. You expect, you would
soap and water.
Exactly. You would hope. You know, you would hope that someone has good, you know, oral hygiene
or manners, right?
Yeah. Exactly, manners,
you hope that, right?
But I'm just wondering, what about some of the things that may surprise you that you may not even know were deal breakers until you
get into it?
Yeah.
So I have one.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I recently ran into a cat. And I was in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, we talked on the phone, and, you know, we were going to do like a romantic, let's mm-hmm. get to know each other call, and it got a little extra, you know, like it's one thing to do kind of a romantic call. But when you ask me to do fetish stuff during a romantic call, I'm like, ugh.
Too much too soon.
Way too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was good. It was the universe protecting me because, you know, he was asking me to say things that I really don't want to know that he's into.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And I think that's a good piece that you do find those things
out. Too much too soon.
Earlier. You know, I thank you so much for that because I really appreciate that because that's something that you just don't know until you really try to get to know someone.
Right.
But I think the other issue is trying to get to know someone and making it difficult. You know, my mother says the 11th commandment is thou shalt not bore me.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good one.
I love that one. Thou shalt not bore me.
The 11th commandment. And I tell you, that's a deal breaker.
That's
because if you're falling asleep in your soup,
wait a minute.
You know, I mean, funny enough, I was actually on Micheline's show a few weeks ago.
Wait a minute.
And what we talked about was, you know, a date that I went on years ago where this woman talked for 2 hours straight, and she brought her friend with her.
Yes, remember that.
And she talked for 2 hours straight, and her friend had to tell her, look, you're talking too much. You haven't heard one thing he said because he hadn't had a chance to speak. And if you're just going on and on, because people do that. People will ask you questions. Nervous. Well, I mean, she may be nervous, but I think at the same time, people want to sell themselves. Mm-hmm. And so they just keep going on and on. They may even ask you questions so that they can answer them themselves. And it's like, this isn't a conversation. This isn't a dialogue. This is a monologue. Mm-hmm. And that can be a major, you know, turn off.
Major.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dating deal breakers, whether you are, you know, on the market or just starting a new relationship. What are those dating deal breakers? How do you deal with those dating deal breakers? Let's talk to Tamika. Tamika calling from Oxon Hill. Hey, Tamika, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
How are you? You know what? You guys have hit on so many things. The last young lady who just spoke, to the point where you guys have sent me all over the place because of the simple fact that I can relate to everything you all just spoke on.
Mm-hmm.
I am a pool shooter. I'm a hand dancer. All of those speak in relationships. To me, knowing the chemistry of, okay, whatever you're in. And I, you know, I am a communicator. Mm-hmm. So when you spoke on speaking too much and you guys spoke on a hygiene, you guys spoke on so many things, which I am a firm believer on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when I go to the dentist, just per se, I go to the dentist and I get my teeth cleaned. I don't want to.
So, Tamika, you've got 20 seconds. What is your deal breaker?
Okay. You know what? You're right. My deal breaker is male chauvinist.
My deal breaker.
Sexism. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My deal breaker is male chauvinist. And I am definitely in the professional world. I see it there. I'm a pool shooter. I see it there. I'm a hand dancer. I shoot it there. I see it there. I hate male chauvinists who still believe and think that women don't have a right to say so, even in relationships where, you know, men are still trying to be that man in the household. Mm-hmm. And you are the man in the household, but we're out here in the world too.
Okay.
And I feel like men are monkeys in the jungle.
Whoa.
From vine to vine.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
You blew it. Yeah, you blew it with the monkeys in the jungle. Thank you, Tamika.
Can I jump in and say something, Harold?
No. Because I've got to take a break.
Okay, well then
we'll
I'm going to jump in
on the other side. Christopher calling from Virginia. Stay with us. Karen calling from D.C. We're going to talk to you as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about dating deal breakers. How do you deal with a dating deal breaker? Do you cut them off at the knees or do you try to work it out? Can you be flexible? We're talking about it all. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM Channel 141 in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 142, HBCU, and SiriusXM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about dating deal breakers. What is your dating deal breaker? Is it absolute? My guests are comedian Nikki Moore, licensed marriage and family therapist Tariqa Mari Walton, and media maven Micheline Bowman. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before we go back to the phones, Micheline, you wanted to say something.
Yes, because I want to get this out there. I'm an acronym person. So for me, part of the deal is part of the break. So I use the word safe. How does he make me feel? Do I feel safe? Do I feel secure? So the S is secure, the A is affectionate, the F is fun, and the E is exciting. If I feel all that, I'm feeling safe with him. He's somebody that can keep me. I'm part of his deal. Part of the not being on the deal, the safe is shallow an a-hole, a follower, and he's just empty. Mm-hmm. If he has those types of things, he's out of my deal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miss Lane.
I'm just keeping it, so.
Now, but how, and to this point, you know, again, because we kind of started off the show getting in your business.
Did you really? You're just going to put it out
put
there.
Put it out there.
Let's go right back there.
I did not put it out there. Because I wanted people to know that I am happy. I'm 52, soon to be 53, and I am happy.
So here's my question. Because this was such an unusual thing for you.
For us, too, as people watching. Hold on, what just happened?
But I got over 4.2K of people watching my 18 seconds of a video.
But here's my question. So here's my question. Because that was such an unusual thing for you to do, that meant that prior to that, you know, there was a bit of a drought. There wasn't a whole lot happening.
That's what makes it such a big deal.
I'm serious. Okay. And so how difficult was that between now and
the drought?
Because that's a thing.
Were there a series of deal breakers when you were dating before you?
There were.
Yeah.
Were you dating?
That's the thing. I really was not dating.
I'm just messing with you.
I am very private, and a lot of people know that I'm private. I don't share with so much. But what they don't see, they don't need to see. I feel like Facebook and Instagram, I show you what I want you to see. You don't need to know my every move.
Where did you meet him?
Oh, my gosh.
So go ahead. Finish your point.
So when I decided to go out there and put this on, we talked about it. I'm like, look, if I put this out there, it's going to be crazy. He's thinking, yeah. I'm like, no. It's going to be crazy because I don't talk about anything, not even my kids. And so I put it out there because I was ready to let people know that this is someone that I want to make a commitment to.
That's huge.
It's huge for me. But the way we met, how I say the universe aligned everything, I am like a 16-year-old all over again. I'm so happy.
Well, here's a message to Tyrone. Don't mess up. Or whatever his name is. Brother, you got a bar to act right.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right. We can send some folks after you.
Did you call him Tyrone?
Let's go to Karen. Karen calling from D.C. Karen, thanks for calling.
Hilarious.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
A liar is the deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm. A liar is a deal breaker, yes.
Oh. If you lie, you cheat. If you cheat, you lie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if I catch you in one, who knows how many more that I would catch you in. Mm-hmm. So that's a deal breaker for me.
There you go. Short and sweet. I appreciate it. Let's go to Christopher. Christopher calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, good evening, and I want to say congratulations to the
to Micheline.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, it's like her birthday.
I know.
So go right ahead. What's your deal breaker, Christopher?
I have one physical and one emotional, I would say.
Go right ahead.
And this is crazy. Please don't hate me for it. But I'm a guy, I love women with pretty feet and great hygiene.
You said pretty feet pretty and feet, what?
Great hygiene.
Pretty feet and great oral and just total, the whole package.
Pretty
feet
hygiene. And great hygiene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no six
if
toes for you.
Foot is bigger than my foot, and she wears size 13. That's a deal breaker.
Well, it doesn't mean that pretty.
So that's the physical one. What's the other one? What's the
emotional?
The emotional one is, I think, one of your callers hit it on the head. It's negativity.
Negativity.
Yeah.
I think your attitude determines your altitude in life.
Oh, I like that.
Mm. Okay. Well, there you go, Christopher. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Let me say this about hygiene is one thing, and that's the basic thing. But grooming, which I think is a completely different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think the thing that's important, you know, for me, and I think, you know, Christopher touched on it. You know, a sister who is, you know, well manicured, well pedicured, who is really coiffed, who really, you know, has her thing together. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, cleanliness, great. Thank you. Deodorant, love it. But but if you look like you've been climbing trees with your hands, you know,
what you try to say?
They all check their hands,
you know. Yeah, if you or if you look like you've been dragging your feet on the cement when you walk, you know, I think that is.
What is your dating pool, bro? Where you find
I'm you wouldn't believe. I didn't say that. But what I am saying is that some women are more fastidious about these things than others.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know, I agree, because literally, I wash a lot, I clean and cook. So yeah. The fact that my nails are done now. Normally, I just keep my own nails, but I put the overlay on them because I want to try something different. Mm-hmm. But I'm into being coiffed and all that, but mm-hmm. I don't always have my fingernails done. But I keep them neat. I keep them clean.
And that's the difference. And I think that's the difference. Neat and clean is and attractive. You know, you don't have to have them done like you're going to a formal.
Right.
I think when you pay attention to those kind of things, and those are aesthetics. But the other thing, before I go back to the phone line, kindness to me is a really big thing.
Yeah.
Because some people can always appear to be until something happens, yeah. mm-hmm. and their knee-jerk reaction is not one of kindness. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing that you observe.
Kindness, right. I like that.
Yeah, that's a really...
Kindness is eternal.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm into a selfless compassion. Person oh, yeah. versus a right. selfish yeah. person. Mm-hmm. You know,
but I'm not all coiffed, though.
You always look good when you come in
but
here.
But I'm abroad. I am abroad in every sense of the word.
I disagree with that.
You
are not rough around the edges. Every time you come in here, your hair is sharp, your glasses, sharp. Your style.
Tight. You know. I'm fly. But I'm abroad.
Well, you can't be rough around the edges.
On every toe.
Oh, Lord.
Some toes have two corns. Let me tell you something, Christopher. If you're looking for that, don't call me.
Just don't look down.
Okay, so I've been...
And my hands are rough. Lumberjackish.
Somebody, now here's a deal breaker.
But I'll lotion before we get together.
Okay.
One of them says, a friend of mine says, wearing Crocs on a date, a man wearing Crocs on a date.
Yes. Oh. Okay.
And the other thing she said is being a Minute Man.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Missy Minnesota. About that
just
one.
Say that, all the way in.
Let me just say, my co-host on my podcast, Kay and I, did this whole online dating thing. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get through the whole online dating. The first date, the guy came to a restaurant in those slides, some cut-off shorts, and a t-shirt. Mm. The first date, and I'm sorry.
Did he pay?
Well, for his, he paid. So he was just like, how do you represent yourself like that? Because you told me off the break that.
He went Dutch?
Let's talk about, but okay, now here's the other thing, and you know, Tariq, please talk to me about
this. Please, Tariq.
Because are these issues different for men versus for women? And this isn't a relationship thing. This is a dating thing, because Nikki just said, you know, the Dutch thing. Talk to me about that.
I think the thing for men is that you have to think about dating versus doing. You know, so
what do you mean dating versus doing?
So someone you're willing to take out versus someone you're just willing to take home.
Ooh.
I think guys are willing to look past some deal breakers, like maybe she's outside walking around with her slippers on. You know, to take her home, but he's not going to take somebody like that out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there are things that guys will allow if you're just trying to get something going.
I like that.
That they wouldn't necessarily allow if they want to take you out. Or they're looking for something more long term.
Let me put a finer point on it. Let us assume that this isn't about taking home. This is about
actually going out.
Going out. Can I use the antiquated term? Courting.
Please, we need more of that.
Two different things, though.
I like that.
Two totally different things. And I break that down in my book. It's just a damn date.
Oh.
Right. I break it down. There's a difference between courting and dating.
But you may be dating with the intention of finding someone to court.
Did you say there's a difference between courting and dating?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
What's the difference?
With
dating,
the way I define dating is that you're going out and just having a good time. It's not about having any expectations about where this may lead beyond that.
Okay.
When you get into the courting phase, it's recognizing that there could be more here.
Potential. Right. I get it. I follow. Yeah. Like Michelin is courting right now.
She was courted, and they've gone beyond that.
Oh wait, so there's courting and being courted.
Yes.
Okay. But can I still be courted, even though I'm courted now?
Yeah,
I think it's a continuing process. Yeah. Even dating. I mean, you can be married and still date. I mean, you have to have date nights.
That's true.
You know, so, but in terms of like separating the definitions and how people proceed with things and the stage of relationships you're in, you have dating. Actually, even before dating, you have meeting, you have dating, you have courting. You have the actual romantic relationship, mm-hmm. then you have engagement, you have marriage, and then for a lot of people, you have divorce.
I've been married, and I felt like, I must say, I was in a same-sex marriage, and I'm not a lesbian. So
okay.
You know what that means.
Wow.
That would be a deal-breaker, right?
That could be a deal-breaker.
But I would also argue, to your point, the thing that he did to get you is what he needs to continue to do to keep you.
Let me tell you,
I don't even want to know. Let me go. No. This is a family program, Micheline. Let's go back to the phone. I'm just saying.
Keep it classy.
Is it Chionda?
It's Chikanda.
Chikanda forever.
The K is silent.
What's on your mind?
Hi, family. Two things for me. A liar and inappropriate text.
And what? Inappropriate text.
Oh, inappropriate texting.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
Wait, what kind of inappropriate text?
Who wants to see somebody's private parts?
Hello?
Don't show the private parts. Yes.
I get that. Yeah. I'm not into that.
Why do guys do that? Well, women do it too.
No, it baffles me.
And you know what? And texting is a major part of dating now. You know, before we had texting.
I disagree.
No, it is. No. I mean, if you think about it for a second, because one of the things. Now, you may disagree that it is a part. But
no,
the fact is, it is a part of dating now.
Call me.
Because
I'm so
people,
mad. Phone,
people spend a lot of time texting. Back
texting
when we didn't have texting.
Same.
I want to hear.
Hold on. I want to hear. Go ahead, Tariq.
It may not be the same thing, but it is a part of the process now. People get to know each other through text messages. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not talking all throughout the day, but you will text throughout the day.
You don't get to
know. So you're getting to know
each other.
Person.
No.
Oh, you do. You definitely do. You do.
But you can hide behind your words when you text.
But that's the thing about it. There's so much that can happen during that period of time.
That is so millennial.
But what happens oftentimes, you might find the deal breaker through text. I mean, think about how many people.
They can't talk.
With the misspellings. People say, look, I can't stand people who misspell. So that could be a major deal breaker. Or sending private part pictures. Or inappropriate conversations.
You can actually get to know someone if you speak with them.
That's true. Although you probably would have gotten to know the private part,
but it's only a part of it. Remember,
it would have led to that. But when you sent it to me in a picture, who else have you sent that picture to? I don't want that.
Chikanda, thank you so much for bringing that up. Let me go to Tracy. Tracy calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Tracy. What's on your mind?
Yes, my deal breaker is an unclean home. It's two, actually, unclean home. That which is go back to do what you did when you first got me. When you first got me, you had a house cleaner coming in, you know, right before I came to visit. And now I really see how you keep your home. And it's 2 years later, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, I know. 2 years.
But Tracy, let me say this, though. You know, one thing about unkept homes, especially with guys, that's often a early sign of depression, too.
Right.
And so there may be more going on with the person that you may not recognize. So if they get the help that they need, that may not so much be a deal breaker as just a symptom of what's really going on with them.
I learned later that he's going through some issues with his sight. And... Mm-hmm. Which eventually he
will
need a caretaker.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
Wait a second.
That's a whole other thing.
Marry him, girl.
Tracy, thank you so much. I didn't want to forget this point because two things. I need to go back to what I said. The texting thing, it annoys me.
Yeah. Thank you, Harold.
Texting really annoys me. Can you just pick up the daggone phone, Felt?
It's a balance. It's a balance.
This is a balance.
You
can text
Harold.
And you can call.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on,
Hold on. Not even close.
I know, but the black don't crack.
That's right. I'm 75.
So you were messing with that Facebook app.
Drop the science, Harold.
But you weren't.
No, but exactly.
I want to
listen.
Hear.
Here's the thing with me. I believe that the texting is for sending short messages.
Correct.
Okay, texting.
Correct.
There are people that I hear this a lot from sisters. This is a huge complaint from sisters that guys will send paragraphs in texting, but when they pick up the phone, and this is the issue with men, Tariq, I mean, honestly, I think this is something that really needs to be addressed, is that they may be able to send paragraphs, but they cannot communicate. They cannot talk. This is about the guys. This is a brother talking to the brothers. Pick up the phone.
Thank you. Yeah. Say it again,
pick
Harold.
Up the phone and talk to her. And if you can't, find somebody that you can. Because it texting, it just, I can get it. Look, I'm on my way. Be there in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Can I, you know, what kind of food do you
food
like?
To the point.
Do you want rice or do you want noodles? Do you, you know, but
do but see not, what you're, do but what you're doing though, you're discounting those people who may be socially awkward, who may
well,
have a hard time
problem.
Communicating.
Well, that's their problem. Yeah.
But,
exactly.
But see, once they get comfortable, once they get comfortable, it may be easier for them to communicate
texting
verbally.
Texting is a defense mechanism and it is a
not
barrier
always, not
to
always.
Healthy communication.
No, it can be Grown great. It can be very healthy communication.
Have interpersonal skills that need to be honed and develop. Nobody needs to be hiding behind a text message.
But who says they're actually hiding behind it?
Oh, I think they are hiding behind it.
Some people do. Some people do. But
I think
some
a lot
people
of
feel
people
more comfortable. Some people just feel more comfortable
First,
communicating
but you,
that way.
But you can read a text wrong.
But it can open the door.
This
it can
is
open
a millennial
the door
thing.
To a community.
Let me tell you something. If you come to my house and you get to my door and say, I'm outside, I'm not holding my phone. I'm not walking around the house with my phone in my hand. Let the doorbell do its job. Okay? Ring the daggone doorbell.
That's something else. That right there, that's not so much about being millennial or Texan. That's so more so about being a gentleman.
No, that's millennial. What is gentleman about not ringing the doorbell?
I'm saying ringing the doorbell is being a gentleman. Getting out of your car to go meet the person at the door. That's what I'm saying. But that's not just about being a millennial. That's about actually knowing having some manners. That's about manners.
I've had a guy text me to say I'm outside. And I'm still in my house.
No, no, no.
Is that a deal breaker?
Wait. Hold on. Explain that now.
I had a guy come to pick me up, and he texted me to let me know he was outside. I'm
okay.
Thinking, why didn't you come to the door and bring
deal breaker?
Maybe he didn't have legs.
Thank
what?
You.
Not only that, I have an issue with simple things like, okay, can you open the door? I'm going to stand here and wait.
But again, that's about manners. That's whole.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Right. Manners. Please, can we get a little
chivalry?
Can we get a little etiquette going on?
Thank you.
You know, does she know which fork to use?
Oh,
does she know what?
Don't.
That's true.
That's why you
know.
Chopsticks.
Well, let's talk about that. Does she know how to use chopsticks? So, I mean, you know, if
she does, I'm marrying her.
and not to put in her butt. I'm sorry.
Let me go to, let's go to Ty. Ty calling from D.C.
Robert.
No, this is Ty.
Hey, Ty.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Go right ahead.
I have a couple of deal breakers. Physical deal breakers are missing teeth. Can't deal with anyone who's missing teeth.
No.
But character deal breakers are anyone who has a history of domestic violence or has had to have anger management classes. I can't speak with you.
How do you know?
Sometimes you don't.
Google.
Mm. Oh, so you Google your
Okay, Ty, let me stop you there.
I don't Google my dates.
There we go. Here's the question. When you've Googled a date, do you tell them that you're going to do it first?
No.
I think that you should.
Oh.
Why?
I because it is only polite. Because here's the deal. I think, you know, in 2019, you know, people are crazy, people can be dangerous. I get it. And everyone, not just women, but everyone needs to be safe.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay. So during the course of the conversation, I think that at an appropriate time, and I'm assuming that you're Googling someone prior to meeting them.
Absolutely.
Right. And
wait,
so,
prior to meeting?
Because she wants to make sure that she is safe.
Right.
Right. Like she said, if, you know, whether it's domestic violence, whether they have a criminal record, any of those kinds of things that may be a deal breaker. And so absolutely I would argue that if you told me, well, I'm talking to you on the phone, you said, well, you know, the world's crazy, would you be offended if I Googled you? I'd say no.
This is why
my name is Harold T. Fisher, my middle name. Mm-hmm. There is a Harold P. Fisher with a criminal record.
Shut up.
So let so
how
let's,
do you know?
Because I googled myself. Because I googled myself, and that's a P as in Paul. So
making sure.
But I'm saying this based off of my experience. Yeah. I just ended a divorce in January, which involved domestic violence for a number of years. We would have been married almost 20 years.
Whoa.
So, learning from that experience, I'm not going back to. What used to be.
Right, but like I said, Ty, I would think this is, and you know, Nikki, you may disagree with me, but I think it's only polite.
It's etiquette.
It's polite to tell them that you're going to do it.
Let them know that you're going to do it.
My thing is, Micheline is so odd. If there's, I mean, and I know four Michelines right here in Maryland.
Thank you, Ty, by the way.
I do. I have four girlfriends that are named Micheline. And so I tell people.
I only know you.
Well,
I know a couple.
You're the only one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I think I'm the special one.
You are.
But by my name being so different, for one, I mean, everyone wants to call me Michelle. I'm like, no, it's Micheline. Lean into my name. It's corny, but that's what I say. I say Google me because...
Well, there's you and the Michelin man.
Well, honey, if I had the Michelin man money, you can call me whatever you want to call
me. So finish your point, but, please.
Yeah, my point is Harold T. Fisher.
Yeah, because this one over here is getting in the way.
I think that Googling somebody and to find out as much as you can be in your benefit because, like you said, you don't want somebody thinking that you are, you know, somebody you're not. With
exactly.
A criminal record. So I tell people, Google me. And I found out I was Googled.
Wow.
But I say be very careful with that too, yes, because once you start Googling people, it changes the expectation that you're gonna have about the person.
Yes.
You know, maybe so.
How much information do you really need to know beforehand? If you were to Google me, you'll see all my professional stuff.
Right.
But what does that say about me as a person?
Well, but see, don't misunderstand. We are not, Ty wasn't looking for your professional stuff.
No.
Ty was looking for something that may make her feel unsafe.
Right.
And you get the case search you find. People in that case search.
Well, let me just say that Googling people creates a... I think it can be a double-edged sword of sorts because... You can become compulsive and obsessive with that behavior. Technology has created a space for us to do things that weren't necessarily present in
or it just makes 10, it easier. It makes it easier to be a stalker.
To be a stalker, right?
Yeah,
it makes it much easier, right? And who's to say the information that you find is accurate?
Well, which is why I said, like I said, Harold T as opposed to Harold.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, if you ask and you say yes, I can. Yeah, I don't mind if you do that.
Yeah.
And then, but see, then that's a part of another conversation that you know the next conversation you have. So did you do the Google? Yeah. Well, what did you find? Well, I found this Harold P. or what have you.
Could be a great icebreaker.
Did you say the Google though?
No, Google thing. No, I said, did you do the Google thing? Did you Google me?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that can really open up a very, a part of an intimate conversation. Or if there is something on there that may be questionable, and then she wants to ask him or he wants to ask her, depending on the other person's reaction, may determine whether or not it is a deal breaker.
Yes.
But let me go back to the phone lines. Robert, what's on your mind? Quickly. Robert, are you there?
Hello?
Go right ahead, please, quickly.
Well, hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My deal breaker is insecure women.
What do you mean by that?
Insecure women.
What's an insecure woman?
Insecure, you know, they run, many of them run their mouths all the time. Because they're trying to be defensive, and as you're somebody mentioned before, they're trying to sell themselves. They always ask for advice for what I deem as common sense stuff. They seem to be jealous for no reason. They want to stalk you. They are clingy. I don't want that. They don't want to learn anything. They're afraid of everything. They think some of them think they know it all. So if you're an insecure, to me, if you're insecure women, all of this stuff comes from that. If you know what you're about, if you can handle your business, that's what I love. Somebody confident, somebody who is an extrovert. But if you are clingy, and all that stuff. No, I don't want you. Okay. I do not want you.
Thank you, Robert.
I'm going to give you my beeper number.
I appreciate it. You still have a beeper?
I don't
really know. Right now.
And the Google is not in it.
There we go. Sharon calling from Maryland. What's up, Dr. Sharon? I saw you sliding in.
You done now put my name out there. Now I went out with them and I'm telling their business I'm in trouble.
So what's up, honey?
Great show. Number one. So I'm going to come from the doctor's standpoint, but first I'm going to hit the Crocs in 100-degree weather.
You got less than 30 seconds, so.
Diabetes, hypertension that you ain't taking care of.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to ask you about your health, because if you got diabetes, hypertension not under control, it's not going to get up.
Right. Thank you. I left him high and dry, because I said, look, dude.
I cared about him,
but I was
health
trying to,
issues.
I was trying to work with him. I said, you got to get off of that high blood pressure medicine. Yeah. You've got to get off.
Let me tell you something. If you got health issues, you're perfect for me.
go ahead, Sharon.
You're on it. That's good. But if you don't care and you're not working it, no.
Right, because if you're taking the pills, but you're still eating the wrong things and you're still doing the wrong things, why?
All right.
And then even see your doctor about ED, but don't just pretend it didn't happen.
The more severe, the better.
Yes, I saved the man's life from snoring so bad that he had to go get that.
What happened?
He snored so bad that he had sleep apnea, and the doctor told him that he could die from that.
I had
that. So, Sharon, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it.
All right, see you later.
Let me say this too quick.
Go ahead.
You know, make sure when you do go out on these dates that you're not necessarily looking for deal breakers. Okay, they will present themselves. Don't go out there searching for them. I think some people go out there just so apprehensive extra about going on a date. They're looking for a reason not to be with you. If you're going out on a date with somebody, look for reasons to be with them, but don't be ignorant of what they're showing you.
Can your deal breakers be flexible, some of them?
I think so. They should be. I mean, just like the list that people have.
What do you mean?
People may say, like, look, I have five things you have to have. Well, that should be flexible. So I think some of
you have a list?
I don't have a list, but I know a lot of people do. I discourage having lists.
I don't discourage having a list because that for someone like me has a lot of stuff on the brain. Sometimes I forget. I have to write stuff down.
But my thing is, somebody may have certain qualities you may not have ever considered before.
I do. Like I said, you can't bore me. I can't.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I'm not saying you have to be entertaining. But what I'm saying is you have to be interesting.
Dance for me, woman. Dance for me now.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
You know, get on that table.
No, but you know.
Your feet.
No, kindness. Lord have mercy.
I'm not going to put Carol out there from back in the day.
Everybody has a list, I think, internally. Yeah. Emotionally, we have lists.
Because you want somebody that has a list.
But let me tell you, I have ventured outside of my list, and I recently dated this millennial. And when I tell you, right, this boy changed my life.
Ooh, okay.
I swear to God, I started talking in cartoons. I'm telling you, I'm not even lying. I was into old guys because I thought they'd be dead soon.
But
the millennial
has
changed my life.
Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead.
But there was a deal breaker.
A millennial changed your life.
There was a deal breaker, and the deal breaker was drugs.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go. Thank you.
That was
drugs.
It for me.
Nobody mentioned that.
No matter how good it was.
Real quick.
Cocaine, not crack.
Pay his rent.
Here's a way for you to be flexible. If a guy is really into taking care of his car and he meets a woman who isn't, he could say that's a deal breaker. Be flexible. Take care of her car.
Thank you, because I'm not.
What are you doing, man?
Change her oil.
Yeah, clean my car.
Give her a tune-up. Nikki Moore, Tariq Omari Walton, and Micheline Bowman, thank you for talking to us. That is The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141 for this Monday, July 22nd. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now stay tuned for The Connection. Good night, everybody.